Bonus episode. Ask the UCB.
Welcome to Improv for Humans. Ask the UCB's Maddie B. All right, this is going to be the behind the scenes episode of Improv for Humans, where we talk about improv, usually, pretty much, how it's done. Specifically, I'll talk about openings, and specifically the music episodes, since there's been so much to talk about in relation to that. So, I've gotten a bunch of questions about the music episodes, and I've coalesced them together, and I'll try to answer them and use those answers to talk about improv in general. So we'll see how that works. You're musically inclined yourself and known to have the best musical taste in the world. So your connection to music is strong and has been since the beginning. Can you talk about that? On my website, mattbesser.com, in the blog section, I list my top songs every month. And I indeed have the best musical taste in the world. I was just cursed with it somehow, I guess. I've always loved music. I shared the love of music with my mother in particular. She was a professional singer. She would do concerts, soprano, opera kind of solo concerts. So she was legit. She turned me on to musicals. I've continued that love of musicals. Check out my movie, Freak Dance. Plug! Wrote my own musical, Freak Dance. In my teen years, got into punk. I've mentioned several times on the show. Met some of my best friends in the world, including Bobby Matthews of Dragoon, the house band from Improv for Humans. Was in a band called Trusty, or eventually formed a band with. So I was into that whole world. When I was in college, the whole alternative music was happening. REM, U2, was into New Wave. So yes, I've always loved music, and I continue to love music. I collect CDs. I will stick to that medium. Sorry. Sorry, vinyl. Sorry, MP3. I'm all about the CD. But yes, I have the best musical taste in the world. What's my connection to music? I guess would be my mother and my friends and my just general love of it. There's many reasons I enjoy having musicians on the show. First off, I enjoy musicians and I enjoy their songs, and it's really cool to have them come and play. So there's that simple thing. One of the things that excites me about Improv for Humans versus maybe ASCAT, the other improv show I do, is that we do seek out different source material to begin the improv sets. So in the kind of improv we do at the UCB, there's two kinds of improv. There's organic improv, where you just get a word and just begin the scene. You kind of find the comedy as you go along in the scene. And then there's premise improv, which starts from, in ASCAT, a monologist telling a story based on a suggestion they got. And then we hear something funny in that story, and that starts the scene based on something funny we heard in that story. So on Improv for Humans, we do that, but we also do things like the crap on YouTube videos. Or we'll read a newspaper article, or we'll have a man on the street interview. You guys know the show. It comes from different sources. So a song is a different source, and having the musician there actually to not only play the song, but to give us a little, you know, behind the scenes of the song. What was the inspiration to the song? Can that inspire our improv? Now, what's unique about that is songs are not inherently funny like a funny story in an ASCAT monologue, but they are observant of life. And a story doesn't necessarily have to be funny to be good to inspire a funny scene. So I find that's kind of both the challenge and also, when we meet the challenge and have a good scene, it makes the scene even more satisfactory than it usually is because of the trip we have come from the song to forming a premise to playing out a scene. Let me try to say that in another way. One of the reasons we do the Herald at the UCB is the structure of the Herald forces you to bring a scene back three times, which is very difficult and actually, I shouldn't say seldom done, but you shouldn't be surprised if it's not done. I'm not going to even put a percentage on it, but it's not a high percentage to do three beats of a scene and they all are great scenes and then they all come together at the end. But when it does happen, it's that much more, it brings that much more satisfaction. That makes sense, right? It's a harder trick to perform, but once, if when you do it, the rare times you pull it off, it's that much cooler. That's kind of what I feel about the music episodes, is if we can take a really cool song, take its meaning, be inspired by that meaning, and then do a funny scene, I think that's a very cool accomplishment, more than taking just a word and telling a funny story and doing a scene, even though that's probably easier to do. I actually think maybe I don't like doing a scene off a funny song. I don't want to commit to that because I know we've done that. There's been a few funny songs played, which we've done good scenes off of, but some of my favorite songs are really sad songs. Sometimes I regret requesting them, like when I requested the song Jessica's Suicide to drag the river as it was coming out of my mouth. I'm like, I probably don't want to ask them about the inspiration for the song. How could it lead to a story that's going to inspire comedy? But it did. In some of these songs, all that the artist can say about the song is in the lyrics of the song. There's no more to be said about the song. And I get that. And that actually might be the case more often than not. It's like the song should speak for itself. But that's enough too. We don't need to know the inspiration or the meaning behind every lyric. Like so many artists say, how do you feel? How does it make you feel? What does the lyric make you think? So they're putting the ball in our court. And I guess we as improvisers are saying, okay, well, this is how we feel. This is how I interpreted it. And let's see how that spins into comedic improv. It's a lot of people have said that every comedian wants to be a rock star, and it's even been said vice versa, that rock stars want to be comedians. And frankly, every time I see that, I think I get annoyed. Every time I've seen people dip into either world in a serious way, it's one thing to be a comedian and do a funny song. It's another one for comedian or more likely actor to do their music and go, yeah, and I'm really great at this thing too. I don't know. I guess there are some examples, but more often I think it's embarrassing. I was one of the people that when John Mayer was doing stand-up that did not sit well with me. I'll go a step further. I just saw that Kurt Cobain documentary. I think one of the things that tormented him is the media were always pushing him to say something clever in interviews, and he just didn't want to be clever. And in so many words, I felt like he was saying to the media, like, this isn't what I do. I'm just a musician. Or not just a musician, but I speak through my songs. And that's what I do. And why are you asking me to do something else? You know, when a comedian's interviewed, they're not asked to sing their answers in grunge style. But anyway, I feel like I do like it. I do think we have similar personalities, but also I don't like it when one tries to be the other. I respect it more when everybody keeps to their same side of the fence, but let's find a way in weird ways to collaborate. And actually, classically, when you talk about rock concerts, I think for comedians, it's very difficult to go do anything approaching a normal set at a rock concert. Of course, the smaller the venue, the more easily that's pulled off. But at the big rock concerts, you just have to yell and scream. You can't do your normal set by any means. And of course, if you're really popular, you can get away with anything. But just trying a normal comedy set, even at a comedy venue at a rock festival, is difficult. And you can't do your normal set. So it is a thing that it's hard to do comedy in a music world. Now, is it hard to do music in a comedy world? I think it's a little easier, you know, and as a musician, if you're playing a song in a comedy show, it's not, a comedian hears a lack of laughter. What can a musician hear a lack of? They're not looking for laughter if they're playing a serious song in a comedy show. They're just looking for people to enjoy it, which I think an audience generally does. when we've had them at ASCAT or definitely Improv for Humans. So it's a little, it doesn't go back and forth the same way. I have a question. How do you get musicians booked on the show? Is it limited to songwriters? So, and I've also got criticism like, why is it only singer-songwriters? Why don't you have this kind of music? And guys, the singer-songwriters are the ones that you can understand the words. I'm a fan of a lot of different kinds of music too, but you don't want to have a dance DJ on the show, do you? Hallelujah the Hills was a band that was on as maybe the only full band, and you can hear the words in their music. So you can be a band still, but so often in songs, you can't hear or understand most of the words, and that's such a big part of the process of Improv for Humans that is why singer-songwriters seem to be the most natural genre for this experiment. Most of the singer-songwriters so far, I've just been a fan of. Some before I started doing Improv for Humans, some I've been turned on to since Improv for Humans started, and some of them, the musical guests we've had on Improv for Humans have turned me on to them, like Chris Farron and Allison Weiss. So I've, in one way or the other, I've pretty much been a fan of the musical guests before I had them on. I've had a lot of people Facebook or Twitter me and say, I hear you're looking for music acts. I'm not really looking for music acts. I'm looking for music acts that I know and I like, but we don't just want to have on music acts just in general. Now, do you want to turn me on to your music? Okay, send me a CD. Like I said, I'm not an MP3 guy, guys. I don't like clicking links that I don't know where they're going. But I can be turned on to your music, of course, just like Hallelujah the Hills. That's how our relationship started, through the internet. Yeah, I'm a fan of most of these people, and if you want to know who I'm a fan of, go to that blog page on mattbesser.com where I recommend music, and I've reached out, or Ellie from Earwolf has reached out to them or their people, and some people don't get back to us. Some people say yes, I'd love to do the show, but I don't live in LA, and it's when you're on tour, you don't have much time. So yeah, I'm reaching out to a lot of these people, and I'm always up for suggestions. But you know, I do want to be a fan, and it has to be the kind of music that I can understand the words. Some people have asked me, am I friends, or how do I get these people to come on? I feel like most of them are kind of in the music world the way I am in the comedy world, and we're both kind of in the same place, and I reach out to them on Twitter and I say, hey, I'm a fan, and I don't know if you've heard of my podcast or not. And some of them I've already known, but no, I'm not friends with all of them. It's just about reaching out, like a bunch of you guys reach out to me. And another thing that I'll mention that Improv for Humans and Earwolf should take pride in is the sound quality of the recordings of the music by sound engineer genius Brett Morse. I mean, I've heard a lot of live music recordings, and I don't mean just in concert, I mean in studios like in ours, and they can sound so bad. And I'm sure musicians, when they hear that, they're like, I don't want to do that because I don't want to sound bad. But Brett, he knows his shit, and he makes it sound really good. And I keep mentioning how Hallelujah the Hills, but they are the biggest band we had on. And I was afraid because there were so many instruments, but it sounded great. So kudos to Brett for making these bands sound really good. And I really would like to thank all the musicians that do come on and join in this experiment. I know this is new for them. I'm asking them to play 4 to 5 songs, which is a lot. They got to sometimes put up with crass interpretations of their lyrics, sometimes to the point where I'm embarrassed after we do a scene. I'm not too embarrassed, but sometimes they'll do a really sensitive song that gives greater meaning to life, and then we, next thing you know, we're talking about sticking things up our butt or something. But it is an honor to work with other artists who are so good at doing what they're doing, and allow us to be inspired by that in a direct way, and work with us, to collaborate with us, because that's what we're doing. We're collaborating. What also makes me happy is when I see that the listeners respond after the show and they are turned on for the first time to one of these artists and they buy their shit, man. And not just their songs, but full albums. And I wish people would just buy full albums. But they go to their sites, they buy their albums, and they become new fans of these people. That's the coolest thing. And maybe I think that's a cool thing because that's what we're doing in our world. And comedians and podcasters and these smaller label artists, which are most of the artists that I'm a fan of, that are doing their own thing or on labels that are accessible. It's cool that we can talk to them and get them in contact with new fans and have their fans hopefully get turned on to us as well and listen to a type of comedy they've never heard before or tried out. I think a lot of people out there who don't know improv sadly think a lot of improv is corny. And I hope by having an artist that they respect in the music world bring them to the show, they realize, well, it can't be this corny or this artist that I like wouldn't be on it. So maybe that's a selfish reason for enjoying having these musicians on. So I hope you guys enjoy them when I have them. It's a lot of fun. And if you want to know more about how we use openings and premise-based improv, well, I got to just plug the Upright Citizens Brigade Comedy Improvisation Manual. But otherwise, I'd like to plug these artists and their projects. And when you hear a show, go to their sites and buy their stuff because you gotta fight the good fight. Keep being human.
Be a good human. Rate us on iTunes. Buy an Improv for Humans t-shirt at the O'Wolf store. Make a donation. Buy one of Besser's stand-up albums at mattbesser.com or the UCB Comedy Improvisation Manual. Support Dragoon, the Improv for Humans house band. Buy their album at dragoongalaxy.bandcamp.com. You need to be an active human to support the best podcast in the universe. Submit a video suggestion for Crap on YouTube on the O'Wolf forums. Follow at Matt Besser to submit your Twitter suggestions. Don't be a noob, be a human.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio Boom.com. The wolf dead.